Kind of feels like a game day outside, and this is actually more than a game day in here, but this is really a special and a historic night for the Packers. First, it's on behalf of the Packer organization, we're so excited. I think our fans, obviously, I think we sold out in about less than 2 hours, the viewing in the bowl. So people are obviously excited to have Brett back, and it's great to welcome him, really great for the organization. But it's also historic in that this is the first time in our history that we have inducted somebody into the Hall of Fame and retired their number at the same time. And so, obviously, Brett has meant so much to the organization over the years. I think back over my long involvement with the NFL going back to the 1970s, I really can't think of a player that has had a larger impact on a team or an organization than Brett Favre has. So he's obviously very, very deserving of this honor. In terms of retired numbers, I think obviously our local reporters know, this is not something we do very frequently. I've only retired five players' numbers. So it's really the highest honor that the Packers can bestow upon a player. And we're really excited to be able to do that. Tonight we will unveil the number, or officially retire the number. We'll unveil the banner in the atrium, and then we're really excited as well for Thanksgiving night to have Brett and his family back, share the holiday with him, and unveil the number in the stadium during the halftime of the game against the Bears. So it's really a special evening, and it's really great to have Brett and his family, and as well as Bob Harlan and Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren, all back. And Bob will talk about it a little bit. You know, I think we're all very, very grateful. You know, you look across the league and the kind of sustained success that we've enjoyed, you know, since Bob, hired Ron Wolf and hired Mike Holmgren, and then the trade for Brett. It's pretty remarkable, and we're all very thankful for all that they've done for the organization.